This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the hour. This is the DJV Wednesday program. January the 5th. How do you do? This is Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan Jay is out today talking about what matters, the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people, a lot of social media things, trending things. I find today to be a beautiful day, but then I think we can find beauty in every day. There are some people that want you to look on the dark side of the moon. We have a lot of energy here focused on the bright. So did you see the moon last night, a little sliver, just a little incy
It was
teensy.
Beautiful last night. What do they call it, a new moon, I think?
Yeah, I think it is. New moon.
It was a new moon on Sunday.
Found you standing alone. Okay, so enough of my singing. Let's get to the control or lack thereof of COVID, because there are people who are throwing bricks at the government or at the administration because they have, quote, lost control of COVID. Have they? Is it up to the federal? Why is it up to the federal? Why isn't it up to me? Why isn't it up to you? Why isn't it up to us?
I think
us?
The criticism is coming because remember how Biden and Harris ran together. Yeah. They said Trump's responsible for all these deaths. He really screwed everything up. We're the ones that are going to fix it. We can kill COVID and keep the economy thriving. And so that's a tough promise to make when you're talking about a disease. I don't think that we should blame Trump or Biden necessarily for the spread of a virus.
Blame the Chinese.
But at the same time, when you make those big promises and you do it in front of microphones and cameras, that's when your critics are going to say, well, you said you would do this, and it certainly doesn't feel like it. I think my only criticism right now is that we are not understanding that we're going to have to deal with this, and that the focus has been solely on the vaccine.
Deal with what, Jen? What are you talking about?
Dealing with COVID. It's not going to go away. It's going to come and go. There are going to be variants.
It's like climate change. They're not going to go away either.
But we've scared the heck out of people so much that people are afraid, and the fear-mongering that's going on. We talked about the New York Times a little bit earlier and CNN coming up with these stories of things we knew, but they're just recycling them to try to scare people, I think, even more. The fact that the government is in control of the antibodies, the monoclonal antibodies, and that they're not dispersing them to the states properly, I think, is a problem. The fact that the federal government put a whole bunch of money aside for testing but then didn't do anything with that money, and they've only been operating down the lane of the vaccines, these are things that are really problematic.
Too much government.
Allow for public-private partnerships. Allow for more tests to be made. And let's stop poo-pooing the fact that we're going to need therapeutics, because now the beloved vaxxed, who are, you know, always put up by Joe Biden saying, well, this is a pandemic of the unvaxxed. Well, that's hooey now, because people who are getting vaxxed.
I told you the other day when I was talking to the doctor.
Doug, it doesn't. But here's the thing. That is such a lie. It is such a lie that people.
I'm telling you, I talked to a doctor. Who am I going
to
believe?
Most people dying
are not vaccinated.
Right. Yeah. But most people don't die with COVID, period. Even with Delta.
The problem is
that people with the vaccine are spreading it.
I'm buying that.
The people with the vaccine are getting it. And so now you've got everybody on this, like, equal playing field here where everybody's spreading it around. And so people are going
to
get
sick.
That's the point. It doesn't matter. Focus on the therapeutics, and we'll be able to
get on with
our lives.
We do need to get to a point where we can pop a pill and we get on
with
our lives.
Right.
Tamiflu has been around forever, right? If you get the flu, you take Tamiflu. So we need the equivalent, and maybe this Pfizer drug is that equivalent.
All right, how's my guy Joe Manchin doing? Manchin for president.
Forget Manchin.
Excuse me.
The CDC, just to go back to what Jen was saying, the CDC, I think, has just been a disaster. And this is, I think they were a disaster under
TSA.
Trump. They're a disaster under Biden. I don't know who's in charge.
Every day
it's a different message. This is why Americans are frustrated and confused, because everything is the CDC says this, then the next day the CDC says something else. That is very confusing and frustrating to the vaxxed and
unvaxxed. Who does Dr. Fauci work for?
So he doesn't work for the CDC.
He works for the National Institute of Health.
The NAIA.
And what's his job there? Does he run it?
No, his boss is retiring, I think, right now. Right?
Yeah, he's got a boss, but he's pretty much the highest you can go at the National Institute of Health.
But what is his job? What does
he's
he do?
He's the spokesperson.
What does he get paid
for? Face.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's whatever the title of virology and whatever. I don't know what his title is, but yeah, it's he's not just the he's not like in the media relations, even though.
No. He's one of the top virologists in.
Is he a scientist? Does he do the work in the laboratory?
He's been doing that for years. I mean, I don't think he's in a laboratory anymore. No, I would imagine no. But that's where he started.
All right. Can I go back to Joe Manchin now? Manchin for president. He's my man. If nobody can do it, he can. Manchin for filibuster. So is the filibuster talk back and forth coming from Schumer? Good, Doug. Schumer or Manchin?
It's coming from Schumer. Schumer wants to...
Because he wants to shut down Manchin, right?
No. So...
Want to repeat that? No.
Well, because you just sometimes say things, and I just wonder where they go.
Wait a minute. You've been around me for 20 years. You know exactly where they come from.
You mean he just makes stuff up? Okay.
Very bizarre.
Whoa! Listen to that. Okay. Anyway, I didn't make up my feeling about Manchin. I think he's an interesting, viable candidate. I like him because...
Well, then you can vote for him because no one else will.
I'm voting for him. I always vote for people to lose. All right. So anyway, Jennifer, the filibuster.
Basically what is going on is that we get into these, just a little bit of commentary for a second.
Okay.
We get into these areas when a party has control of everybody, of everything, right? The House, the Senate, the White House, and they feel like they're not getting enough done. They take extreme measures, and those measures always end up coming back to bite you. So people had a huge problem with Trump's Supreme Court nominees. They had a huge problem with all of the judges that he pushed through. But Trump was able to do all of that with the simple majority because of Harry Reid, who just passed away over the winter break. Harry Reid, when he was leading the Senate, changed the rules instead of making it 60 votes so that you'd have some consensus between the parties in charge to make it a simple majority so that the ruling party would be able to pass through the judges that they want. And the people on the left, who probably supported that when Harry Reid did it, were choking on it when Trump was able to pass through all of the judges and the Supreme Court justices that he wanted to. Now you flash forward to Chuck Schumer not learning any of that, saying that now that he's the party in charge, he wants to be able to pass through legislation with a simple majority, he wants to blow up the filibuster. And I'm going to tell you that I said the same thing when Mitch McConnell, because Trump was trying to get Mitch McConnell to do it, and I remember saying it to you and everyone else, it's a bad idea, something that was bad because as soon as you're not in power anymore, you're going to have to live with the consequences of it.
Yep.
Chuck Schumer, and to Mitch McConnell's credit, he didn't blow up the filibuster. Chuck Schumer now wants to blow up, ending the filibuster with a simple majority instead of 60 votes, and I guarantee.
Can we send him home along with Schiff? Those two guys.
It's bad for the country because with legislation that's meaningful, it is better to have a consensus than just one party pushing through ridiculousness.
You know, can we go back to a conversation that we've had many times, including today on this program, about how the news media takes an agenda and runs with it. We're using COVID as an example, but January 6th is another one. I think the average American doesn't really give a damn. They wish it would just go away. Tomorrow is January 6th, so the day after that will be January 7th. The fact that, in this case, the Democrats keep wanting to hear from people like Sean Hannity because he was a Trump advisor. Huh? What,
he was
so,
not a Trump advisor. He sent text messages to Mark.
Yeah, but you know what? Give it. Go away. At this point, how many people have, 150 people have pled guilty. They get whatever the sentences are. I think there are certain members of the public who think this is a fabulous way to beat on the other side. It is a waste of time. And at some point, we got to learn to move on to other things. And stop with the alarms, the bell ringing. It's like Pavlov's dog. You know, January 6th, okay, we'll start salivating. Omicron, start salivating. Whatever else the other thing is, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to salivate over. But yet there are so many more things going on that are of interest and import. You know, you go back to the polls about how our fears are motivating us to make decisions. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. You make decisions based on fear, unless it's, what is it they call, flight or fear of flight or whatever, and you're running away from a tiger who's about to eat you, then, yeah, you can be scared with legitimacy. But anyway, I just think that I would like this place to be an oasis from that as much as anything else. And we talk about how things, there are good things. There are things that we ought to be concerned about. But is the world falling apart? No. I mean, I think I started something on Monday when I was telling Jennifer, I don't think you were here, the Newsweek magazine article this week that basically suggests that on January 6th, find that there are tens of thousands of people that are going to come out of the woodwork with their guns and try to take over the government. Huh?
If you had said that on January 5th of last year, no one would have believed it either.
Well,
but
so do you
happened.
Think something's going to happen tomorrow?
I think there are going to be some dust-ups here and there, yeah. I think there's going to be something. I don't think it's going to be on the same scale that it was last
year. Dust-ups in Washington or dust-ups locally?
Maybe around the country. I think in Washington. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Capitol Police...
dusting?
I think that there are a lot of people who were probably there last year who are going to go back. And I think there are people who have since joined that movement. Yeah, I don't think they're going to try to break into the Capitol again, but I think you're going to see a presence of that for sure.
I don't think there's going to be anything. I think only thing you're going to see is January. And look, it's all a guessing game. Maybe something happens. I don't know. But what's really crazy is that they want to do a primetime version of their January 6th hearings. So Adam Schiff is trying to organize a primetime viewing of this on January 6th. Now, you think that's because he wants to get to the bottom of things or because he wants to try to shut up Republican voters?
There are 600 packages today in Oklahoma City that were dumped. Those of you who didn't get your Christmas shipment from Amazon, and it was supposed to be delivered by Christmas, there was a outside the Oklahoma office of Amazon. There were hundreds of packages. See this? They were dumped. And at Alabama,
who were they dumped
by? The same thing happened there by workers, I guess. Apparently,
UPS or postal service or
no? These are the Amazon delivery guys themselves. They're not using UPS anymore. They're just doing it all themselves. So apparently they got unhappy workers, and that's what this is about. What a surprise. 18 after the hour.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
The graphics are so real on this video game console I bought with the savings from switching to Progressive 10 years ago. I can't tell what's real and what's the game, which I think is what people want, in the future, which it is currently.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This DJV Health Podcast with right. Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean,
we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Victoria and I are about to focus on one of the major stories trending that has been since New Year's Eve, and that is about Andy Cohen. Was he or wasn't he? Will he or won't he? We'll deal with that right after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Nice. So, was he drunk? Yes. Will he be back to co-host the same program next year, the New Year's Eve special on CNN? Yes. So what more do we need to know? He was drunk. He took a shot at Ryan. Well, he didn't really take it. I think we decided yesterday, Victoria. Yeah. He didn't really take a shot at Ryan. He took a shot at the show. I mean, taking a shot at the show, he kind of taking a shot at Ryan. Are they friends? Do they know
wrong.
Each other? How?
His
what do we know about?
Was, yeah, he likes Ryan Seacrest. He's friends with Kelly Ripa, and they're all friends. But and he said he was like, I really hope Ryan isn't offended, and I hope he watches the whole clip. Meaning, what he said was he was making fun of the band Journey.
Right.
And he said, he was right, because his quote was, I'm sorry, but if you're watching ABC, you're watching nothing. And he was right. So, yeah, was he drunk? Of course. But that's also part of why people like seeing him loosen up stiff, robotic Anderson Cooper, you know? So I mean, that's what they do. He forces him to drink. And then, you know, Anderson laughs, and it's just, I don't know. I think they're funny together. Obviously, the ratings show that they work well together.
How did the ratings? That's an interesting thing. Do you know what how the ratings shook out between ABC and CNN?
Yeah, I don't know.
ABC's usually on top of it, because that's a traditional thing. They still call it Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, even though he's been dead for, 10, 12 years. He still, you know, is sort of the last vestige of Dick Clark's, is his heritage. Ryan
at what point,
has matured.
I wonder at what point are they going to change the name?
I don't know. But Ryan has come of age, I think, in many ways. I think that the way he does American Idol is much better. I think the way he does this is much better. I mean, he just has worked his way into the job. Very fortunate guy. He'd be the first one to tell you how fortunate he was. He started as a 18-year-old disc jockey on a decent station in Atlanta, and quickly migrated to Los Angeles because that's his star. He did what he wanted to do, what he'd set his sights on doing, and I think that a lot of people are jealous of that. So whether, Andy likes him or he doesn't, Andy's got his own story and he's done a good job. I think there's nothing wrong with it. And Anderson Cooper as well. They've cut a swath for themselves, and they've done well because they knew what they wanted and they went for it. There's a great lesson in that for everybody. Decide what you want. Go for it, whatever it is, business-wise, personally, whatever. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Yes, Miss Tubbs. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
The custodial team is not
someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are completely overwhelmed. Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pandemic high for pediatric hospitalizations in Michigan was 71. The CDC recommended on Tuesday that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine recipients get a booster dose dose 5 months after their second shot instead of the previously approved 6 months. The agency endorsed the shorter period after the FDA authorized the reduced timeline on Monday for those who received the Pfizer vaccine. Facebook has restored access to an advertising account linked to the conservative children's book publisher Heroes of Liberty after the lockout sparked outcry on social media. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With 1 day's notice, parents are scrambling in Chicago as the teachers' union voted to go back to remote learning. This, as many studies have concluded, remote learning is harming our children in more ways than one. Time and money have been invested in getting the nation's children back in school, so it's irresponsible to return children to remote learning. So says Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of Brown University School of Public Health on Newsmax.
I have definitely noticed that everyone understands the value of in-person education. I mean, my gosh, it's one thing in the first couple of months of the pandemic, you know, March, April, May of 2020.
Agree.
But by the fall of 20, it was pretty clear kids could come back to school safely. And this past year has been exceedingly clear. And so I wrote that tweet partly because it's true. My kids were going back to school yesterday. But also because I was starting to see a lot of talk about shutting schools down again. I think at this moment, shutting schools down is irresponsible. If they haven't made any efforts to improve ventilation, for instance, that's on them. That should not be on the kids.
Passengers aboard an Amtrak train say they were stuck on the track for nearly 40 hours. Amtrak's Crescent train left New Orleans on Sunday on its way to New York and stopped just north of Lynchburg, Virginia, when downed trees blocked the tracks. A passenger reported Amtrak employees not letting anyone know what was going on. There was no Wi-Fi reception on the train, and an announcement was made there was no more food on the train. The train remains in Lynchburg, and someone ran off and got everyone some McDonald's. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program. How do you do? It's the encounter between Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Now, Jay's off today. Jennifer's gone to KRLA. And here we are facing the reality that today is National Bird Day. How about that? Why don't have Bird Day in the springtime? Why have it in the middle of the winter? Would be my question. I mean, it's more important. Today's 12th night, right? The 12th day of Christmas is today. What do you get on the 12th day of Christmas? My true love gives to me
a partridge. Day? I thought it was the 6th.
No. Well.
Isn't the 6th called Little Christmas?
Well, it's Epiphany, right? This is the 12th night. The 12th day is tomorrow. I think that's how it works. You want to argue about it?
No, I'm looking it up.
Oh, Lord, fact check! While we're doing that,
it was January 4th.
What? So, we're both wrong? Because it is the 5th.
Oh, Little Christmas. Okay, so this is where I'm getting this from. So, Little Christmas in Ireland, where my family is, it's on, that's January 6th. So that, and people keep their Christmas trees up until then, and January 6th is like a big, yeah,
big deal.
So here it's something different.
Okay, got it. And yesterday was your birthday, so that supersedes everything else, as far as I'm concerned. Big time stuff.
You.
Yes. Okay, so there's a poll out today. We spend a lot of time. I think these pollsters, the only reason they exist is not really to help us understand public opinion, but they make money. These are big businesses, and they either look upon themselves as accurate portenders of what people are thinking, or they're trying to push people into trends. So I said something about January 6th, and of course Victoria goes right to the to another source and says, well, look at this. Just now, the last couple of hours, a poll comes out suggesting, what, 57% think there will be more trouble on January 6th?
Is yeah, that it was. Yeah, there? It's an Axios poll that just came out, and it said it's, Americans fear a January 6th repeat. Mm-hmm. And it
Why
was actually...
Why do they do that? The damn news media that's playing this all up. Other
no,
than that,
it's. I think that I. I'm
what would
the
fuel
news
it other
media,
than the news media?
The news media doesn't influence me on this. I think that I look around. I'm in the state of New Jersey. We're kind of a purple state, even though technically we're a blue state. But we're there. It's pretty purple right now. And yeah. I see all kinds of anger, and I see a whole lot of. Yeah. You know, there were a lot of people who got arrested from New Jersey who drove down to the Capitol insurrection on
and
January
6th. What's happening
6th.
To them? After
they've been well, a bunch of them have been arrested, and they're getting jail time.
They are.
One guy was one guy who is getting jail time for several years. He made more of a headline than other people because he punched one of the Capitol police officers in the face and injured him, so he got more time than the others.
Good, should that you should.
Yeah.
All right, another poll. Majority of Americans don't want to go to the moon.
This was kind of surprising.
Uh-huh.
Right, and even in this poll was
to the moon, Alice.
It was,
to the moon.
This was 2 million people from SurveyMonkey were polled on this, and I thought it was really interesting because the poll question was if money was not an issue, so like if it was just a free ride, would you want to go to the moon? And a vast majority of people said no, thanks, hard pass.
Because they're afraid they might suffer what Apollo 13 did, and some will blow up, and that's the end of it.
Could be, yeah.
But
I mean, 61% said they would not be interested in going. That's a lot.
I'm guessing that the same thing, if you ask people after World War II, when commercial aviation first really became a thing, if they wanted to fly from New York to Los Angeles, I'm betting it would be about the same. No, I think I'll take the bus because it was new. This is something... That's new, but it isn't that new. It isn't like we haven't done it before, but under controlled circumstances. Can we build an airliner that will go to the moon? Yeah, of course we can. Matter of fact, they're in development right now. Whether it's private on the SpaceX side of things or wherever, whoever the three different companies are, but there's going to be a lot more of that sort of thing because there's a huge amount of money in it. And that's why they're going to do it.
Well, SpaceX, part of I mean, you would, right.
Yeah.
I would do the Virgin Galactic thing, you know, where you go to the low orbit and you have that moment of zero gravity like that. I would definitely do that without any issue at all because it's not really like a rocket. You're landing in a plane. So I feel like that's just safer than that capsule thing, you know, the top of the penis rocket that just kind of lands in the
middle
of the desert.
Have you seen the latest ad that Shatner's in for the gym? The purple outfit he's got, it's hysterical.
No. He's unbelievable. He's 90 years old, doesn't stop, just went to space.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Macy's incredible. Is going to shorten their store hours because they can't get people to work because everybody that is working there, a lot of them, got COVID. So I wonder how many other stores, big department stores like Macy's, I still go to Macy's, by the way, I like to go to the store and buy things. I don't like buying stuff online. I want to go to the store. I want to touch it. I want to see it. I want to know that it'll work.
I mean, doesn't corduroy all feel the same?
No.
That's Jen's joke, so I'm only saying that because she's not here to make the joke for herself.
Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle are going to walk down the aisle. Haven't they been living together for a while? She was. Why do I remember her name?
Well, she was on Fox News for a long time.
Fox News
and also before that, she was also married to Gavin Newsom. which is still the weirdest couple or coupling. I cannot picture them together, like, on any level. So, yeah. So now she's with Don Jr.
Yeah.
I wonder if he actually paid for this ring, because he didn't pay for the one for his ex-wife.
I don't know. I don't follow that. That's your department, not mine. I don't. That stuff.
Well, it's pretty pathetic when you have that much money and you don't even buy the ring. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much interest in it. One of the things that's kind of cool, we were on this first, and I say that, again, sort of proudly, because it took about 3 days for people to flush out what Vicki Lawrence learned by talking to Carol Burnett about Betty White. I mean, this is, you talk about trickle-down conversation. Apparently, Betty's last words were about her husband, Alan Ludden. Mm-hmm. And the fellow who was there, her agent, who was her friend, was there with her when she died. And the last thing she said before she took her last breath was Alan. Which is kind of sweet, really, when you get down
to
it.
Very sweet.
Knowing that she loved this guy. He died in 86 or 88. They'd been married 14, 15 years. He had bad cancer, and that was the end of him. And so she never got married again. And she had some flings that were notable and some not so notable. But she, you know, she really loved this guy. And that's, you know, that's not, how is there anything any better than that?
Right.
And you get right down to it. Don't you wish that when Lewis goes, the last thing that comes out of his mouth is, Victoria.
Well, that means I'm already dead, so okay.
Well, maybe I don't mean to be that morbid.
It's okay. You know. I already have told him I need to go first, so
really?
That's fine. Oh, yeah.
What's the hurry? That's not
well, not
settled.
Like now, but, you know.
Right.
when the time comes, yeah, I have to go first.
Yeah. All right, so... the village where Betty White was born is creating a full-on holiday to honor her, which is kind of cute. Betty White Day is going to be celebrated on January the 17th there. I've already said I bought tickets to go see the movie about her life. I'm looking forward to it because she was so much a part. Think about, is there another person's name that has the same significance as Betty White and has for as long as it's been a part of the, you know, the general thing, the general trend in our world to talk about celebrity. And this is a positive talk. Everybody else takes shots at celebrities. Look at all the things Andy Cohen, we just talked about him and these other people. Nobody ever says anything bad about Betty White because she lived a pretty wonderful life, and she made sure that she took care of everybody in the right way. I just think that it's neat. Yeah. Neat. Kate Middleton and Prince William, little public display of affection. Did you see that for New Year's?
No, but I mean, isn't it funny that like that makes a headline?
I know
that this young royal couple like touched each other.
Woo!
Wow, I know, it's so bizarre.
How often do you and Lewis hold hands when you're out, when you're going to dinner, you're walking
all
around
the time.
The movies? Yeah, I think that's the coolest thing. I say when I see an older couple, especially walking around.
Oh my
around
God! Right? Isn't that the cutest?
I always say, oh, it's fabulous. I just think it's wonderful. I don't know. Somebody said to me once, well, you're just jealous because you don't have anybody's hand to hold. No, I'm not. I just think it's cool.
Yeah.
I always acknowledge that. Say something. Matter of fact. The power of mustard. Where did we come up with this?
Isn't this crazy? Tell this story. This is, like, really cool.
The answer to your biggest health struggle could be right in your refrigerator or your pantry. Mustard. New study out this week finds it can lead to a better level of cholesterol in your system, lower blood sugar, and you don't have to go out of your way to get it, just a teaspoon a day. So what would happen if you took a teaspoon of sugar, a teaspoon of mustard, a teaspoon of honey,
no
all
sugar.
Of these things? No sugar, okay. Yeah.
Teaspoon of real honey, like, you know, good
real
organic honey, that's fine. But it is interesting that this is whole grain mustard. So it's not necessarily, it's not like the, like the, you know, that deli mustard. It's, yeah, it's the whole grain kind. That's where you're really getting all the benefits. They had a whole group of people who were pre-diabetic, meaning they were like, their blood sugar is creeping up to where they need medicine. And they tested them for 12 weeks, and every person took 1 teaspoon of whole grain mustard, either just like off the spoon or they put it on a cracker, and they took it every night before bed for 12 weeks. The results were insane. 86% saw a drop in their blood glucose and their unhealthy cholesterol levels. 86%.
Like 1 teaspoon of mustard.
Yeah. 1 teaspoon of whole grain mustard.
Grey Poupon?
Or doesn't can matter
just
what the brand
French's
is.
French's yellow. Yeah, but there are different kinds of mustards.
Right, but not the deli mustard. No, it has to be whole grain. So it's the kind with the mustard seeds in it.
Hmm. All right, so I'm going to start this. I got to... some mustard downstairs. I never had mustard.
This is an easy
like
thing to do. If you have a sandwich every day, all you need, just make sure you put some whole grain mustard on
it. I love sandwiches. I have sandwiches all the time. But, okay. Cholesterol levels down 10%. Mustard, folks. Mustard, mustard, mustard.
Yeah.
Are the Golden Globes going to happen this year?
Yes.
Apparently they are.
They are,
changes,
but
though,
no
huh?
red carpet.
Yeah. Why? Because of COVID?
Yeah, it's scaled back. So it's happening on Sunday night. I can't believe it's here already.
This Sunday,
Yeah, so I'm not really sure. We won't really know what it'll look like. Well, the Golden Globes is normally fun, but I don't know.
Have they politicized? Are they the one, the Hollywood Golden Press?
Foreign Press.
Foreign Press.
Yeah, they're not that golden, but yeah, the Foreign Press, yeah.
Yeah. All right, 46, almost 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% US-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Remember how 15 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, I used all those savings to buy that golf club that swings for you. But now everyone who plays golf is really good because, you know, the club swings for you. In the future, which is now.
So switch to Progressive and save big because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Not exactly the theme to Downton Abbey. All right, we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to help us understand what went on, what's going on, what will go on. What's the story here, Chucker? Sounds like
that's the theme to The Godfather. Doug, when you wake up with a horse's head in your bed, let me know. Okay.
Okay. It would more likely be a cow's head, but I get it.
Oh no.
Yes.
It would send the same message, good or bad. So anyway, today is Robert Duvall's birthday, born January 5th, 1931, 91 years old, still making movies. He's got two movies in production. He did a movie called 12 Mighty Orphans last year, which was a pretty decent watch, but obviously to a lot of people, known as the character of Tom Hagen in The Godfather 1 and 2. Everybody knows the story when they made Godfather 3 in 1990. They want to pay him. He didn't come back. They cast George Hamilton as the family lawyer. He was good in the movie, but it did miss Robert Duvall. And I don't understand how they wouldn't pay him. I mean, the guy was a tremendous talent. He's spanned alongside great Santini. I remember him doing a cameo as a priest, swing on a swing, in the beginning of Invasion of the Body Snatchers in 1978, one of my all-time favorite movies. But great career, and he's still working at 91. Yeah, I just wanted to point that out.
You know,
also,
one
today,
of the most...
Today, I just want to point this out. Today is Bradley Cooper's birthday, too. He turns 48. Pretty good talent, also.
Become a protege of Clint Eastwood. Everything, yeah. The two of them are very, very close.
But you know what's interesting about Bradley Cooper? If you look at a lot of his early work, he always did a lot of, goofy comedies. Besides The Hangover, you go back, he had a bit part on a show called Nip Tuck on FX, which I loved.
Yeah.
He always played like a, not the straight action nor serious type dramatic actor. He's more comedy actor a couple decades ago, but he's materialized into one of the more powerful people in the industry right now.
Yeah. Duvall, one of his laugh, his laugh is always the same wherever you see it, wherever it's used, and there's something about that chuckle. The movie he was in with Nicolas Cage when they stole all the cars and the part he played.
Seconds. Now you're talking about Robert Duvall. Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I'm back to Robert Duvall.
Yeah, I agree.
And Tom Cruise in that first Jack Reacher movie.
Yeah, and he's also in Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise also.
Yeah, right. They obviously saw something in each other.
What do you think of this stat? I was reading this stat. HBO and HBO Max combined now have 74 million streamers. So if you times 70, I don't have a calculator in front of me, Doug, but if you times 74 million times, let's say, $12 a month, how much is that?
I was going to say $20 a month. So isn't it mostly 20? Is it?
Yeah,
it's going to
be around
20.
Let's say 15. Let's say cut the middle, 15.
So how many people have
times $15 a month?
How many people?
74 million.
74 million times 15? So
yeah.
That's 150 million bucks.
No, it's way more than that.
It is? 101.
Yeah, 74 times 2 would be. So that's like $1 billion, right?
What are we talking about? I got lost in that.
$74 million times $15 a month.
Wait,
what?
$74
million times 15.
Remind
me not to do math with Doug.
What's your point? Yeah,
my point is, now you could see how they could afford to produce some $200 million movies. You could see it. Now, I still think there's a sadness in producing a $200 million movie for a TV screen, but I could see how they do it.
Awesome.
And they're not even the biggest. I mean, Disney is Disney and Hulu, and Netflix is still number one, but HBO Max is catching up. And it's a good streamer. It's a lot of good content.
Today is National Screenwriters Day, celebrated today in recognition of the writers who are capturing our imagination or not, depending on how good a job they do.
Well, they're writing some really good comic book movies, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, a lot of money in it. Good,
I know.
The good, you know, all the actors will tell you what makes their job easy is good writing.
Yeah. And well, yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you guys, before I came on, you're talking about where the Golden Globes are going to be telecast. You know, Golden Globes then lead into the SAGs and obviously lead into the granddaddy of the industry, which is, I just don't think people care.
Well,
the general
they don't because they're
gonna care anymore.
The things that they're trying to celebrate are irrelevant to the average person. So
especially now, post-COVID, unfortunately, it has really become irrelevant to the mass audience. Nobody cares.
Speaking of COVID, both Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers have COVID.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're positive for COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll be back next week.
More shows from home.
Yep. That's
it. More shows from home.
Happy home time. All right, Chucker, good job. Chuck Curry here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.